And welcome to the Marky Mark Show, where your opinion matters, and I just give mine. Well, today is going to be a little different. It's not like yesterday's podcast, where we've had pretty different opinions with from three different people, which is myself, my cousin, and my uncle, three different age groups as well. So if you want, you can check that out. It was quite a hectic debate, but not a debate. It was just each of us sharing our opinions. There was nothing conclusive, and there is going to be a part two. I think we just want to see what the comments is on that video. However, let's get back to where we are today. And today's one is just myself. And a few days ago, I had a thought. I got up in the morning, made my coffee, and this thought came to me. What would happen if we had to be as passionate and as, as dedicated and sincere to God in the exact same manner that we were when we were expecting a breakthrough from Him, and then the breakthrough happens? I'm asking this, or I asked myself this, and I think it's because there was something specific that I was really, really trusting God for months on end. And as it grew closer, without realizing that it was there, it became more and more sincere, more and more passionate. And, you know, and when the breakthrough happened, it happened in a way that I couldn't, it was not me at all. And a few days later, it hit me when I got up as to, am I as sincere now that it's happened? Or will I be sincere? And will I be as dedicated and passionate about thanking God in the manner that I did when I was expecting it? And, you know, it got me thinking, how often do we rely on God so much? For so many things, or for things where we spend so much of time into asking for it, and then when it appears and it happens, that we kind of pull back a little. And I'm not saying we stop, I'm saying we just pull back a little. Our sincerity is not the same. And I'm not too sure if anybody else has had that. So guys, look, put it in the comment section if you have, or if it has happened with you in the same manner. For me, it was a wake-up call where I had to tell myself, you know what, I think God wants from me the same dedication and same passion in thanking Him that I had in asking Him. And I'm trying that out. So in a couple of months, I'll let you know how that goes. But yeah, this podcast is specially dedicated to giving thanks to God. And it's dedicated to the last 12 months. A lot has happened. I've lost a lot. I've learned a lot. And I think most importantly is I've opened my eyes to a lot. A lot that I did not or chose not to see in the past, especially with people around me. You know, being secluded the last few months and starting over from scratch, and there were lots of times where I just wanted to give in, throw in the towel and pack it up. And you know, through all of that, when I sit and look back in reflection of the last three months, everything that started off at the beginning of the year, I've seen unfold in the last 3 months. And it's not something that I can say, you know what, I did by my hands. Lots of things happened, and you know, over the next few months, as I'm going on, okay, I'm traveling, I didn't start traveling as yet, but I am traveling out of Durban to resettle down in Cape Town with my son. And I think as I'm going along, I'll be filling you guys in on a little bit of the journey that we've had leading up and until this point. And I'm going to say that we are now sitting in a space where, you know, when the Israelites went into the promised land and they came back, a few of them went in, they came back and said, look, land is too big and there's giants there. And then they prepared. Even though some of them were afraid, they still prepared to go back and conquer the land. And I believe that Cape Town is a land for my son and I to settle in. There's lots of advantages, lots of pros. There is a few cons, but the pros outweigh the cons. And with us having to go and start over fresh there, I've watched myself literally go from not having a single thing, nothing, not even a bed to sleep on, to get to this point where when I look back, it's I could have never done this on my own strength. And you know, a simple thing like the phone that I'm using, I haven't had a phone for an entire year. And my son and I were sharing a phone. And even that, I wrote down a list. On the 1st of January, I prayed God gave me the same word that He always gives me, and that's Nehemiah 4:14 and Proverbs 19:21. And of the two, I said, God, I'm going to write this list down, and you, I'm not going to write it down and leave it for a miracle. I'm going to write it down, and you start guiding me as to how to get this. And I promise you, came to July, I honestly thought that nothing's going to happen. Came through to August, it got worse. And then that list, I'm slowly ticking off. And to just let you know, let you guys in a little bit. 5 years ago, my son and I started living on our own. And my daughter and the mom is on their own. It's not about them, so whatever I'm going to speak about, even in the future, is to do with just my walk. And when my son and I started this walk, it was all about building and building and building. And then it came to last year, January, and then we decided, look, let's relocate. And that relocation took us to Cape Town, brought us back to Durban. We basically, before we could relocate, a week before, we ended up with nothing. But we still pushed forward, we still went, still had a look at the place, still did whatever we needed to do. We came back into Durban, but we came back with the mentality and the mindset that we're going to prepare and go back home. And throughout this year, there was lots of low points where we really wanted to give up. And then we got to this point where the more we were giving up and the more that I couldn't see it happening, the more dedicated I was in seeking God for it. And then suddenly now I look back and I'm looking back at the things that I've written down and how much of it is actually being ticked off. I've come to realize that it's not about religion. It's about relationship with God. There's too many, you know, there's too many religious-based doctrines out there that I choose not to be a part of anymore because it not I wouldn't say it didn't work for me, but stopping and seeking God biblically, entirely for my walk, I have lots of people that stand against me. No, let me rephrase that. That stand against my method of doing things, and I don't go large with it. I was in a space where I genuinely felt that, you know what, things are working out for me. And then we decided to make this move, and then everything started crumbling. And I never thought, I promise you, in August, I never thought that I'll ever get the chance to start preparing to leave back. To go back to Cape Town, my son and I were basically, it is what it is. You know, that was the mindset we came up with. And the moment I let go of wanting to try and save and wanting to try and plan and trying to get things in order was the moment things started falling into its place. and they weren't in my control. None of it was in my control. So today's message, today's podcast is going to be really short. I'm actually cutting it here now, because it's just the one thought. Are we prepared to be as passionate and dedicated and sincere about thanking God as we are when we're asking Him for the thing that we ask Him for? When we get it, do we have the same level of gratitude? And guys, please put it in the comment section. Tell me, guys. Tell me what you guys think. Tell me what's your guys' thoughts on that. Actually, you know what? Put down your opinions. I am saying that it's not about religion. It's about my relationship or your relationship or our relationship with God. And it's about the level of gratitude that we have. And yeah, with that, hope you guys have a blessed night. It is now 21:18 in South Africa, Durban. And also let me know where you guys are listening from. This is a fairly new setup that I'm doing now. So it's not directed to one specific thing. I'm not keeping it down to one particular theme or subject. So it's going to be all over the show as you're going along. But I'd really like to know what you guys' thoughts are, what you guys' comments are, where you're from, so that we can start having conversations more open on things like that. So with that, guys, have a blessed night. And if it's morning where you guys are, have a great day ahead. And don't forget, it's a good day to have a good day. Bye.